Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will deliver. He promised me he will.
Hey. Good afternoon. It is Wednesday, July the 13th, 2020. Second, God bless you. I'm on a little late because I've been busy during the day, but God bless you. And I'm here now with a word of encouragement. Whew, Heavenly Father, before I get into this word, let your Holy Spirit always be with us and through us throughout the week and throughout the day and every day. I pray and I trust you in your mighty word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Breakthrough. Coming from 1 Chronicles chapter 14. Verses 9 through 11 from the New Language Translation. David asks God, "Should I go out to fight the Philistines? Will you hand them over to me?" The Lord replied, "Yes, go ahead. I will hand them over to you." So David and his troops went up to Baal-perazim and defeated the Philistines there. "God did it," David exclaimed. "He used me to burst through my enemies like a raging flood." So they named that place Baal-perazim, which means the Lord who burst through. 1 Chronicles 14, chapter 14, verses 9 through 11. Pardon me for my sniffles. Hearing David had been made king over Israel, the Philistines came out to test his mettle. But David, the new king and seasoned commander, didn't go out against them until he first checked in with God. David asked if he should fight them. If he did, would God hand them over to him? God said, yes, yes. Only then did David step out, for he had God and his faith, the best weapons for any battle. When David defeated the Philistines, he named the battleground Baal-perazim, which means the Lord who burst through. When you're in a tight spot, don't do anything until you're checked in with God. Ask him if he's going to support you in your endeavors. If he'll help you have a breakthrough, then and only then step out in the power of God's word and faith. Amen. Amen. That is my word of encouragement for Wednesday. God bless you. May God be with you. May you always walk in your faith and in your word. Lord of all power, it is to you I run when I need advice and direction. For you are my chief strategist and baron of breakthroughs. Amen. Amen. I have another word of encouragement on Friday. God bless you. It is Wednesday over the hump day. So please keep the blessings of the Lord with you. Tell someone about God's word and encourage someone. And if you have any misunderstanding, straighten those things out. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. And again, I am Sister Faye. I'll be with you again on Friday with another word of encouragement. God bless you. Keep the faith. Walk in faith. Nobody knows you better than God himself. Amen. Amen.